It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Dustin Hawkinsmith here. Greg Pickle stepped aside for just a moment for our good friend Audrey Snyder. First time back in a little while. First time, Audrey, since joining the staff at The Athletic. Congratulations.
Thanks, Dustin. Always good to be back on here.
It's good to have you, no matter what brand name you're representing. I think before we get into some of the training camp stuff, whatever, recruiting, that kind of thing, I think there's probably a good number of people out there as The Athletic is moving into a little bit more local coverage. They've announced, you know, several hires across the Big Ten and beyond, but what people can expect from you, what people can expect from The Athletic when it comes to their team here at Penn State?
For sure, yeah. I mean, for me, Dustin, it's going to be Penn State football year-round. It's going to be good stories, interesting stories. It's nice because the whole model is built around finding and telling good stories, which that's why I got into journalism in the first place. So we're not, you know, of course, not chasing clicks, not doing those kinds of things. No pop-up ads on the website. The app is really cool, so you can kind of navigate around and you can customize your app page and the website. So say you want Penn State coverage and maybe you also like the Eagles or maybe you also like the Steelers or whoever else, maybe it's the Broncos. You can kind of get your own customized feed. So you just see the stories that you want. So I think that the cool thing about it is just that it's going back to good reporting and good storytelling. And then from there, I like the fact that you can get, you know, one subscription gets you into all of the content. So you can get Ken Rosenthal over on baseball. Bruce Felton is also now at The Athletic. So Stuart Mandel is there. You have, you know, me doing the local stuff for Penn State. So you've got all these different people, which I think is neat too. If Penn State fans want to follow up on Saquon Barkley, well, Dan Duggan, who I'm sure you guys remember quite well, used to cover Rutgers at NJ.com.
Yep.
He covers the Giants for The Athletic. You know, if you want your Deshaun Hamilton updates, there's a embedded reporter with the Broncos. So it's just kind of all over the place right now. We're only going to continue to grow. So exciting to be a part of it for sure.
Are they going to be in every town, every college town? Is that the end goal?
We'll see. I mean, I think it's kind of where it's warranted. So, you know, depending what markets. I mean, right now in the Big Ten, Jesse Temple, who used to be with ESPN.com, he started last week when I started. Jesse does a great job covering Wisconsin. Ari Wasserman, who's been covering Ohio State for The Athletic for the past year, he's still going out there. So, you know, of course you have me at Penn State, and then you've got some other programs, and there's some more that are going to be announced soon. But Iowa, definitely their writers starts July 1st. So you're going to see more and more. Michigan State have already started as part of the Detroit site. So, I mean, you're going to get a ton of Big Ten coverage, plus all these national college football writers like Matt Fortuna, who's a Penn State alum. Matt's all over covering stuff. Nicole Hauerbeck, you at USA Today, so Matt Olson. I mean, it's just a really massive staff, and I truly believe, Dustin, that college football fans are not going to find coverage like this elsewhere because you have so many people spread throughout the country.
So I know, you know, this is where your heart has been, so to speak, anyway, is digging deeper regardless. Mm-hmm. You know, and the jobs that you've held, most of which covering Penn State football, you've done as much or more of that than anybody. So I know that that's the expectation. I just want to kind of lay out, let's just say, you know, sort of a run of the mill. Penn State gets a commitment from from a four-star player or whatever. What's the approach to what you're going to provide? Is it going to be, hey, Penn State got this commitment? Will that sort of brief short post or whatever be behind a paywall and not be behind a paywall? And then obviously I guess the goal beyond that is to dig a little bit deeper, talk to the kid or whatever. But I just wonder, absolutely, like a sort of a mundane happening, how you're going to approach that.
Yeah, you got to find a way to make it different. And I think, you know, maybe it's okay, they got this commitment, well, so what does that mean when you look at the program? And not just, oh, you know, he's 6'3", 240 pounds, you know, he's rated as a 3-star. But I think it's, how do you tell that? You know, what does this commitment actually mean in the context of that position group? Or how, you know, maybe has Penn State historically recruited, or how have they recruited this position group under Franklin? So I think you can go about it that way. But then absolutely, it's about, talking to the player, talking to his family, talking to the high school coach, and then kind of, you know, humanizing and making these feature stories happen, which to me, that, as you mentioned, that's kind of the part of the job that I've always enjoyed the most, is, you know, just talking to people, right? I mean, that's, to me, so much of what journalism is just talking to people, having conversations. Because, like you said, you have to make it different, because especially on a beat like this where we have, you know, probably 100 people on a Saturday covering Penn State football, what are you going to do differently that people will come and pay for your coverage? So I think, for sure, that's part of the challenge that I like. And I think that's just going to make it fun, too, is you kind of, they have great resources at The Athletic, so how do you tap into that and say, okay, you know, how do we tell this story? How do we make it different? So we'll see, Dustin. I'm sure it's going to be fun. Maybe we'll get some quirky stories out of it, too. Who knows?
You're a quirky story. That's my mm-hmm. thing. Yeah, I think you're a quirky story in your own right. It's Audrey Snyder.
Absolutely.
Audrey Snyder from The Athletic talking some Penn State football. Let's get more topical here. I'm happy mm-hmm. for you. I think The Athletic is a cool site. I think they're trying to zig when other people are zagging. I think anytime you're doing that, that's great. I was curious, whenever you see the NCAA with the new redshirt rule where you can play 4 games before burning a redshirt, what were your initial thoughts on something like that and how you figure it could play out, especially as it relates to Penn State?
For sure. I mean, at first, Dustin, I was surprised because I thought, wow, this makes a lot of sense for the freshmen, and this makes a lot of sense for the teams. Did the NCAA actually do something that they might have hit a home run with? That pleases everybody. So I was kind of shocked by that, of course, because you never know with the NCAA what they're going to do. But to me, it makes so much sense. I mean, we hear it all the time. You talk to players as they're coming off that redshirt freshman year, and, you know, that true freshman season, rather, where they redshirt coming off of that year. And they always say, oh, you know, it was difficult. It was tough to stay motivated. I was running the scout team all year, kind of banging their heads against the wall. Well, now you've got incentive, and you've got incentive all year long because they can play in up to 4 games, any 4 games. They're also eligible to play in a bowl game and still maintain that redshirt. So, you know, to me, it's just so much of what we heard last year about, oh, C.J. Thorpe looked great in practices, and Journey Brown had this fantastic speed. Well, now this new crop of freshmen, we're actually going to be able to see that, you know, and I think it potentially makes your first 3 games of the season more interesting and how I think Penn State is going to use it. And James Franklin had mentioned this in spring ball, so I was actually digging through my spring notes last week when this got finalized. And the plan for Penn State, at least what Franklin said back in March, was that they would kind of use the first 3 games and see, you know, what freshmen are ready. And beyond that, okay, maybe you play in those first 3 games. Maybe you're ready, or if you're not, that's fine. It's okay. Maybe you got a little bit of experience. The staff realized you can't do it. They pull you back redshirt. But maybe come January, you are ready for, you know, maybe a few reps in a bowl game, depending. So I just think it adds so many other elements. And I think where you have to watch, too, is could this potentially impact travel rosters on the road, because Penn State, of course, week 2 is under the lights at Heinz Field. So you have those travel limitations in play, but ultimately it can be any 4 games. Guys get banged up, as we've seen with this Penn State roster a lot of times. You know, you're thrust into action, but up to 4 games, you keep that red shirt. I just think it's a home run all around.
Yeah, I would agree with that. And I've been trying to figure out how I think that coaches will use it. And I don't think that there's going to be a playbook, really. I think if James Franklin feels like a group of players could be ready week one, mm-hmm. the 4 games is a really good show me type sample. There's going to be injury usages too. I think there's going to be times where a guy maybe wasn't looking like he was ready week one, but maybe week 6 you feel like maybe he is. He gets a chance to show that to you, and maybe you just use it the 4 games. Maybe you take him the rest of the way. There's going to be a pretty good number of kids, I think, that, you know, you're going to hit week 8, week 9, and you're going to be like, okay, now we can use all of them. You know, we can use all of them now. We probably wouldn't have otherwise, but these guys will get a chance to maybe see some mop up time or whatever. So it's a player friendly rule. And like you said, I don't think a lot of people have grown to expect player friendly rules from the NCAA. I think, the transfer rule too, not needing to seek mm-hmm. permission from your school is a good thing for players. It also saves maybe a black eye for some of these schools who are blocking kids from going elsewhere. So that clears up a potential issue. I wanted to circle back to recruiting. You know, you one of your you know first handful of pieces for The Athletic was just behind the scenes for the official visit experience. I think a lot of people see the players are on the official visit. They know that the official visit is on the school's tab. Mm-hmm. I think they can feel like if it is on the school's tab, they're really going to make it. Make it the best that they can. But what did you learn from that piece about the official visit experience?
You know, it was a lot of fun to put that one together, Dustin, because you're right. I mean, we hear so much about, oh, it's official, this and that. We see some tweets that come out. But what actually happens, you know, when they're on campus? And Penn State had a prospect camp, would have been two Fridays ago. So I was in town, went to the prospect camp. And that's when some of these guys start to get into town. So, of course, per NCAA rules, they can't participate in the camps when they're on these official visits. But the guys were there walking around, and quickly James Franklin came over to them, hugging them, talking to their parents. He was motioning for the current players to come over and introduce themselves. So you just kind of got a sense of that family atmosphere right away, just standing there on the sideline watching from afar. But then beyond that, one of the things I took note of was Justin King and his role, which he's been in now for about 13, 14 months with Penn State. And Justin's walking these guys around, you know, kind of pointing things out, showing them the ropes. And the prospects I had talked to, they all raved about Justin and his personality and how he's a younger guy and gets them. And the fact that he played at Penn State, you know, that he's Terry Smith's stepson really goes a long way with them. And I thought that was an interesting angle because we haven't really written much or anything about Justin being in this role since it was named. He was named to it last year. So that was one aspect of it. But then when they get into the visit, you see the videos of the players trying on the uniforms from head to toe and they're coming out. I thought that was really interesting that the guys are saying, yeah, like the staff is there hyping you up as you like get dressed and they introduce you into the squad room and they're like, you know, you think like you're going to go out and play a game. That's what linebacker Brandon Smith was telling me. He's like, you feel like you're across the street ready to play, but you're just walking out into the squad room for basically a photo shoot. And then you see these, you know, uniform photos that go all over social media and recruiting graphics and whatnot. So James Franklin shows the family a slideshow. As Michael Johnson Jr. told me, it covers pretty much everything you could ever think of. So I think the slideshow is probably more geared toward the parents than the kids. So I think it maybe wears on the 17, 18-year-olds a little bit.
There you go. Audrey Snyder from The Athletic pulling back the curtain on an official visit weekend, telling us what we can expect from her moving forward. Thank you, Audrey.
You got it, Dustin. Take care.
All right. You too. Charles Wallace, father of Caden Wallace, Penn State's 2019 commit, is joining us just after this break. Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
You trust AAA to work at every mile. But AAA doesn't just cover your car. They can also cover your home. AAA Home Insurance protects every square foot. And when you add AAA Home Insurance to AAA Auto Insurance, you get more protection and more savings. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent today or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA Home Insurance.
Hi, Dustin Hawkinsmith here from the Keystone Kickoff Show. Stop by Route 15 Beverage Express for the best selection of craft, domestic, and import beer in the area. Let our friendly and knowledgeable staff provide you with the best service in the area. And don't forget, June 23rd, we are saying thank you for 15 wonderful years of service. Stop by from noon to 4 for free food from 409 Tailgate Club, beer samples, and prizes just off Route 15 South in Dillsburg.